That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, hello everyone. Zach and Jess here just with a quick update on the Off-Book Clubhouse.
Since going independent, so many of you have joined the Clubhouse, signed up and supported us, and we really appreciate it. Guess what? Some of the perks are changing because all the episodes, they out now.
That's right. We had a backlog. And so if you had Clubhouse, you were getting two episodes a week of older episodes. But now all the episodes are released. So if you want to subscribe to Clubhouse now, you will have access to every episode of Off Book currently in existence. That said, we do understand that some people were thinking they're getting two episodes a week and we're out of those and we don't have time to make more. So it's... those are all out now. And if you want to continue to support the show, we really appreciate it. And if you can't for whatever reason, or because that's changed, that makes you feel not as good.
We totally understand.
And that's it. We just wanted to sort of like let y'all know. Clubhouse has always been sort of like an evolving thing that we've figured out. But it is truly because of you that the show has lasted as long as it has. And we are so thankful for that. Thank you so much. That is what Clubhouse does. It supports the show.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you so much again. Enjoy whatever show you're about to listen to. Probably ours, but which one of ours? I don't know.
I heard they were going to put this before Conan, actually.
That's weird.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
No, Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the throne that is a cajon in Brett's living room and Jane's living room. You live here too. I keep doing that because I'm so used to us calling it Brett's studio. Which was the little room
even
behind.
Even though you lived there as well.
Even though you lived in Brett's studio. And it was your studio.
No, I understand that that's where it's coming from. Because I do feel like we did refer to more of that space as Brett's studio.
Yeah. It's mostly just that I view Dana as an object. And Brett as a full person.
I don't even like fake jokes like that anymore.
Yeah, no, that's
fine. They just carry absolutely nothing but pain.
I think I do it in an attempt to call it like, yes, I understand the deep-seated prejudice.
Everyone knows you're a good and nice boy. I think you don't have to do it. I really want to alleviate you of that burden.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
now my heart's light and free.
Yeah, just make the fun jokes that are fun.
I think that's right.
Okay, guess what? We have a truly astonishingly great guest.
Astonishingly great. A writer, a performer, an improviser, a comedian, a dear friend. Please welcome back to the show,
Beth Appel.
I live here too.
Yeah.
We're here in Beth's living room.
Beth, we were just talking about one of your great writing credits before pre-record. Never Have I Ever.
Yes.
Great show on Netflix.
Thank you.
You also write for Sex Lives of College Girls.
I do.
Both shows that I really like. And that's really as far as this thought goes.
Honestly,
thank
great
you.
Job.
Thank you. I've spent several years now writing about teenage girls wanting to fuck.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And they do?
Some of them do.
That's
yeah.
That's great. And yeah. some of them are different.
There are yeah. things in Never Have I Ever where I'm like, cool. Because like in a way where I feel like the show feels very appropriate for literal teens to watch, as opposed to sometimes like a teen drama. I'm like, this is for only adults, right? Like, are teens actually enjoying this? It feels like such a distant comment on being a teen.
Yeah.
Never Ever feels like it is made for all audiences in the right way.
I think so. And it's been the one thing I've worked on where like every person of every age I've ever met has messaged me about it.
Yeah.
From like a random person I went to elementary school with to like friends of my sister's to, well, I don't know any children, but.
My niece likes it.
There you go.
Yeah.
My That's niece, a child.
My niece yeah. watched the scene that I'm in.
How old is your niece?
She's 8.
Okay. I got a teen.
And that's a child.
That's a child.
And that's a child.
I got a 14-year-old who watches it.
That's great.
And yeah. that's also a child.
Still a child, but a teen.
Yeah.
When was the last time y'all played Never Have I Ever?
Not as distantly future. I feel like that game comes up somewhat frequently
once
people start drinking.
Yes, it's so silly though, because I feel like you reach a point where they...
It's like, yeah, we all...
Yeah, this is not all, that...
We've all had sex
it's
now.
It's not that interesting anymore, and it starts to be more like almost malicious for the facts you know about the people in the room where you're like...
Yeah. Who hasn't left the state?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, never have I ever been to Croatia, you know, like... And you're like just coming for your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Using their... Instagram posts against yeah, them, yeah. more or less. Yeah.
Never have I ever had 3 cats.
Oh, dude, she got me.
And that is something to be ashamed of, actually.
Oh, shit, I have had 3 cats.
Put a finger down.
Sometimes you forget.
Dawn breaks over a hill. Dew. On leaves, on flower petals, the buzzing of bees, the flutter of butterflies' wings. It's morning. I'm still kind of thinking about what we all said last night, wondering if I should let it go. Scanner. I just thought that was kind of a place and time thing. There were certain households that had a fax machine, and I wasn't one of them. Never have I ever woken up and thought everything went totally right.
Trees and rain falls and rustles all the leaves, and it's evening outside the same house, and someone else wonders about the choices around, and he said,
the lines, and never have I ever
open my walls with a hammer.
More wind blows. And there's other bugs, butterflies, and so forth. And there's this other house nearby. And there's just absolute sex pot of a woman there. And she wakes up and she's like,
for coming in to Staples. Press the easy button and anything in the store can be yours. Let me know if you're looking for chairs. The thing about chairs at Staples is not all of the chairs are in stock here that are on the floor. A lot of them are just floor models that then we still have to order for you. So if you really need a chair right now, you'll need to choose one of the 5 chairs we have in warehouse. Otherwise, we can order the chair for you. You can also go to our website and look at the selection of chairs and order
it
there.
We're not here for...
Oh!
Sorry. You're talking a lot about chairs.
Oh, when people come in for chairs, they sometimes get really disappointed.
Yeah, because they see the ones that are constructed on the floor.
And they think, good.
I don't think Do we need chairs?
No, if I needed a chair, I don't think I'd go to Staples.
Yeah.
An office chair. I guess I should have been... If you needed a desk chair.
Like an ergonomic chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that one, mm-hmm. Which it seems like is maybe not in stock.
Not in stock.
Okay, yeah.
And that one is not available for purchase?
Nope.
I can't buy the floor model.
Can't buy the floor
for
model.
A discount?
Not yet.
Okay. Is there a point at which I could?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. If we get the next model of this chair, okay. We'll sell the floor model.
There must be some amount. I didn't come in wanting a chair, but... Now I want that
Listen,
chair.
Listen, we're the richest couple on this mountain.
I know.
There must be a price at which you will sell us this chair.
Well, I don't really run the Staples.
What's this chair go for? I mean, like usually.
$1,100.
Pocket change.
To me. What would you say? Let's start by, I don't know. Doubling the price.
Huh.
$2,200. Does that sound nice? Every chair has its price. No matter how fancy and nice, every chair has its price. So sell this chair to me and my rich, rich wife. Doesn't that sound nice?
Every chair
has its
controller, but nothing to go inside it.
Push it down and nothing happens.
All we came for were little metal staples to staple our papers.
But now that we're here and you said you can't have this chair, we're gonna get this chair, cause every chair
fired from Staples.
Yeah.
How much money do you make in a year at Staples?
$38,000.
I will give you $39,000 for this chair.
$39,000.
Doesn't 39 sounds nice?
What does that mean? What is $39,000?
It's like 38. It's 39,000 when you were thinking about going to down to 37, but then went up to 39.
Deb.
I wanted to give you money for a year, so that you wouldn't have to worry about being solved.
This is the greatest day of my life. This is the greatest day of my life. This is the greatest day of my life. Turns out this chair has its price. Oh, $39,000.
Every chair
has its price.
And it's $39,000.
That was easy.
Can I press that too?
Yep. That was easy.
Is that what that button does?
Yeah, it's the easy button.
Okay. And you said the Staples are on aisle 5?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Wow, what a brand new lease on life I have now. Oh, I guess I should probably tell the manager that I'm quitting.
Yeah, you wanted to talk?
Carol.
Deb,
thank you for all that we've shared here. Every time you brought in Rice Krispie treats for Crispy Thursdays.
Not an alliteration, but a thing I invented and I stuck with it.
Every time you made flyers to remind us when the bathrooms were getting worked on.
Bathroom Fridays. And they had to be worked on every Friday.
Every time you let me switch my shift when my dad was visiting town, you've been a great boss.
Then why are your eyes so wet, Deb?
Well, I'm excited about what the future holds, but I'm also scared. This is all I've ever known. Carol?
Yes?
It's time for me to say goodbye. Spread my wings and office supply myself a new way, a new path. But I'll always remember what you did, and I'll thank you for that. You made it easy.
Ever had at the Staples. You're my best friend.
You're my best friend, Carol.
Before you started working here, I didn't have a single friend. I thought, when will this solitude, when will it end? And then you came in and you interviewed and you took that weird person. You're my friend. Saying goodbye is tough, but staying friends with you, that part is, that part is easy. I mean, it'll take some work, you know, because I'll probably take for granted that we had all this time together and we'll have to carve that out for each other. But
yeah, because it's like currently we spend the daytime together and then, but we won't have that anymore.
So I'm not going to say it's going to be all easy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, taking it on is easy. Mm-hmm. The actual effort might involve.
You guys should just make plans to hang out at night and just like follow through.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, what are you guys doing tonight?
Well, tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Mountfork invited me over to the palace at the top of the mountain.
Yeah, the top of the palace at the top of the mountain.
Do you guys want to... Oh, sorry, Garrett. Do you... I guess me and Carol had this whole thing and you were here.
No, I was just saying, like, I hope that you guys stay friends.
Me
sorry,
too.
You're a friend too, Garrett.
Yeah, Garrett.
Oh, no,
well.
No, no. I mean, listen, I would not presume to think that I have what you two have.
But just because... But you're still a very good friend of ours.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'll never forget when you drove me home from the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem.
I was way out of your way.
Yeah, I mean, it was no big deal.
I'll never forget finding out that you were allergic to Rice Krispie treats on Krispy Wednesday.
Yeah, but what am I going to do? Have you not bring in Rice Krispie treats?
It was a bad day. Just because, you got very, very sick.
Yeah, well, I... listen, you only don't know that you're allergic to Rice Krispie treats one time. And
now,
then
Garrett,
you know forever.
Garrett, have you been able yet to drill down on which part of the Krispie treat you're allergic to?
Yeah, you know, I ate all the parts separately. Nothing happened.
So it's only when their powers are combined?
It might be the wrapper that they're in or... Yo, because you made them homemade, right?
They were homemade. They weren't in a wrapper.
There's not like a little stick or something?
No.
Well, then I got no idea. I've drawn
blanks. Standard Rice Krispie treats. I'll also never remember you eating them one part at a time. No one's ever... done that before.
Yeah, no, that was sort of like
you went to an allergist and you like did a little scratchy for a crispy, did a little scratchy for a marshmallow, for butter, for eggs.
I didn't go to an allergist, but I did do that myself at home.
Garrett, yeah. My dude, you should go to an allergist.
Don't do the scratchy test at home on your own.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know how to do it. You just take a little pin and you cut yourself a little bit and then you rub the thing that you think you're allergic to in it, and if it gets real affected, then you're allergic to it.
Honestly, I'm not sure that an allergy test is any more than that, but it is also under a doctor's care.
Okay, well.
But will you guys come with me to the palace party tonight at the top of the mountain, being thrown by the Mount Folk couple?
I mean, I would love to. I have absolutely no plans, nor do I ever.
I mean, it's a little out of my way, but I love driving my car. So I'll take us both up the hill. That's the thing. Like, you think, like, I drove you so far, what a big favor to you. But I'm thinking, let's get behind, let's put a pedal to the metal, baby. Let's road trip it out.
A road trip in Garrett's car. I'll be sure to not bring anything that goes into Rice Krispie treats.
I'll see you at... What time's the party?
The party starts at 7, but I'm sure we need to be fashionably late. They're the most fashionable couple in the world. Okay.
I'll pick you up at 7. You just cannot wait. A road trip with your second best friend. This could be great. And I gotta tell you. On the inside, the air conditioner does not work driving in Garrett's car.
Garrett's car, Garrett's car.
Now my favorite Garrett's thing car, about your car, Garrett's car is that it is a hybrid. Garrett's but car, the two things that are hybrided together are not what you think they are.
No, that's right. It's a pluot. You know what that means? It's a plum and an apricot.
Ooh, yeah.
And I grow it out the sunroof in the back, because the car is a sedan, but it only runs on diesel, and that's a fact. Very custom Garrett's car.
Hyundai pluot Garrett's car. Your car really stands out at this valet line for the big party.
It's the only one with a tree coming out the sunroof.
Yeah, and your key is a poem?
And my key is a poem. So thank you for helping me pedal up the real steep part, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, well, I'll try not to lose this poem. I'm just going to pull it over and park with the other cars.
Valet meeting.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, what's up?
We've got to pull our shit together, everyone. You are losing it out there.
I'm always scared.
Listen, the thing with rich people is they're going to have weird cars. Sometimes the key is a poem. Sometimes the key is a shrimp tail. Sometimes.
My brain is already scrambled from trying to open the door of a Tesla.
Listen, Dimitri, I get it. You have to push in and then pull out. It's very weird.
Why does the window suddenly move? The window just moves a tiny
a little bit.
I don't understand what the function is.
Listen, you got to know. We know the people that come to this party. One person's going to come up with a straight up Flintstones car that they walked up themselves. One person's going to come out with a pluot tree sticking out the back. There's going to be a bunch of Teslas.
Okay, guys, listen. Did any of the rest of you put on a lot of Axe body spray in preparation for tonight being so special? But then now you're worried that all the rich people's cars are going to smell like your Axe body spray.
Let me stop
and they're going
right
to get back into the car and they're going to be like, curse you.
Let me stop you right there, Brandon. There is no such thing
as too much Axe body spray. You serious, bros? You got my back on that?
Take it from Landon.
Yeah, take it. Listen, when I spray for days. Here's what you got to do. You got to spray for days to stay amazed.
Cause
you got to spray till you taste.
Because here's what I normally do.
You got to hit all your zones.
Oh, yeah.
Smells like not body spray. They'll think I'm an animal, and then I
classic smell. It just has an intense name for marketing purposes.
Yeah. Mine does smell a little bit like blueberry in a way that I feel is a bit sweet and too much.
I think it's great. I'd love to have a blueberry served on my plate. You gotta make sure that you get in your butt and spray it in your butt. And also behind your knees. And also on your table's extra leaves. If you have an extendable table.
Oh, yeah. My aunt has one of those for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Such thing as too much axe? And what is this mysterious party all about?
Will these two friends find ways to stay friends even though they don't work together anymore?
Find out when we return to the second half of
Staples.
We got that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back. When we last left our trio, they had made their way up to the top of the mountain, to the palace, owned by the illustrious Mount Folk Peep couple.
Yep. The richest couple on the mountain. Will our friends blend in? Will they remain friends? Will those valets keep it together? Find out now in the second half of
Staples. We got that. Okay. Now, before we go in, I just want to say, as a person who invited you, I'm going to hold responsibility. If this party blows, I'm sorry, and we can go Taco Bell. If this party rules, you're welcome, but don't carry some sort of guilt that you now have to equal this experience with a greater or at least equal to invitation.
Okay, and just to be clear, we're only going to Taco Bell, though, if it's bad. Is there a scenario where we go to the party? The party freaking rules.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, we're like, I got to hit up Taco Bell.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't exclude.
I don't have to pretend to not like the party to get Taco Bell later.
Absolutely not.
Okay, just checking.
And finally, if it is a weird sex party, I do think we should have some sort of code word. Maybe several code words. Word for if we like it. Word for if we like it, but prefer the other one wasn't there. You know, like,
oh,
word
sure.
for...
Sorry, is there any unclear? This is definitely a weird sex party.
I came under the assumption this was a weird sex party.
Oh, really?
Have you never... Yeah, it's the richest couple at the top of the mountains. All they do is, do you remember when they came down for like the town hall, that one day where the town hall was playing Never Have I Ever? And they basically just shamed the rest of the town for not having done all the sex stuff that they've done.
I'm also, I think maybe $39,000 or whatever it is they gave me.
$39,000.
Well, hold on. It might have been $39,000.
I think part of it was just sort of like, you know, juice me up for this sex party.
I mean, maybe. I honestly think the $39,000 is a drop in the bucket for these people.
Yeah, though. But I think they knew it was a big deal to me and they were using it to like turn me on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, not necessarily like...
Like a sugar daddy type.
Yeah, or just like a, hey, isn't this tantalizing?
Isn't it sexy that we have $39,000? Yeah,
wouldn't you want to add $30,000 more to that? Make it $69,000.
That's right.
It's nothing. Probably what they were thinking.
They're probably thinking about the sex number.
Yeah. I can't believe both of you knew this was a sex party and didn't feel the need to have any kind of speech.
Oh, well, honestly, I was trying to play it cool. This is going to shock both of you.
Okay.
I'm already shocked.
I've never been to a sex party before.
Never have you ever been to a sex party before?
And they said that in the town hall meeting. My hand flew up because I'm an honest boy.
And that's not even how you play.
Yeah, no, I just felt the need to call a bunch of attention to myself. You're supposed to just put a finger down.
If you've done it.
I just raised my hand and I said, I have not.
Oh, yeah.
But like, we should probably talk about this to make sure that we're all on the same page about what we're getting into here. Me personally, down for it all. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Except, no dogs. I'm worried about a dog.
No, any animals.
Yeah,
licking my butt.
Sure.
Not even like the dog is there for like a sexual way, but like if there is a dog in the house, like, and he's gonna lick my butt. That's what dogs do.
One of my weird things is I'm down for everything except if while someone is having sex with me, they're also recounting their favorite episode of The Office.
Okay.
That one is not for me.
That's a turn off for you.
That's a turn off
for me. For sure.
And I'm down for anything except kissing. It's Pretty Woman rules for this lady.
We've got some hard and fast rules that you must abide. I don't want a dog's tongue on my backside.
And I could say, oh yes, believe, but don't talk about Michael Scott, you see. And you're gonna be real happy I'm here, but you follow the rules just like Richard Gere.
Because we don't have to sing. Aside from those three things, we're down for anything. You could put it in any hole. You could be a woman or man.
You could make me do a headstand and a handstand and then a headstand. You could make me go any speed, whatever speed you need.
Tokyo Drift indeed.
And if you bring out a bunch of grapes, I will say yes.
Does it matter what the grapes are for? Be my guest.
I will stomp on those grapes, or I'll stomp on your balls. I'll stomp on anything at all.
But no dogs, no office, no kissing.
No dogs, no office, and no kissing.
You can dress me up like a bunny, or dress me up like Winnie the Pooh, and get me stuck in some kind of tree like Winnie the Pooh would do.
Oh, we can act out Hansel and Gretel and drop little bready crumbs. You can say, hey, give me a little sum, and I'll give you a little sum. You can talk to me about Friends. You can talk to me about Gilmore Girls. You can talk to me about the movie WALL-E. That's fine.
Can take its tongue out and lick me up and down, but I'm absolutely out of here if a dog comes around, because no dogs,
no office, and no kissing. No dogs, no office, and no kissing. Just a 1, 2, 3 rules, not a single thing is missing.
No dogs,
no office, no kissing. But anything.
Everything else
Other than that, anything. Other than that, anything.
Could you on a train?
Would you?
I don't know.
In a rain? Could you? On a boat?
Yeah.
Could you? In a moat?
That's right.
Could you? Truck?
Ooh, would you? With Barry, comma Chuck?
Could you? With Michael Scott? No.
Hard stop? Absolutely not. Because no dogs,
no office,
no kissing.
Presenting to the party, Deb from Staples and her plus two. Your seductive, eyes wide shut esque masks. Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah.
I guess I'm a rooster.
Put that right on. Long nose.
These feel like kids' party masks.
Here comes the mount folk. God, they're so sexy.
Welcome to our mountain estate.
There are 4 bathrooms if you should need one.
There are 2 kitchens, but the one downstairs is for staff.
We have an elevator in our house. Emergency exits are on just the doors.
One of the baths is more of a half bath, but don't let you worry yourself about that.
It has a pocket door.
It just slides back into the wall.
You're gonna think you can't lock it, 'cause pocket doors off it are a little bit harder to lock.
But there's just a little button looking thing on the side, and when you turn it, a lock comes out of the door.
This is just a tour of their house.
Enjoy the tour. Also makes water and ice. It's got not one, but 2 freezer boxes. Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
We've got 7 bedrooms, and one of them's made up as an office. But you will see that the office desk folds out into a bed.
Should we talk more about the office?
Yes, let's talk about the office. Why are you sweating so much?
Oh, I'm just nervous you're about to make some sort of
leap. This reminds me of my favorite media property. Oh. Office Space.
Oh. I love that movie too.
Is that why you have a stapler?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
About sex.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to show you all the places that you could have sex.
Including the ice maker.
That's what the second box is for.
Wow.
Sometimes you need to put a little ice down someone's pants when they're not looking.
Wow. You two really.
They call you the richest couple, the fabulous couple, the marvelous couple.
Of people are having sex in the pool.
The pool is sort of a classic go-to for sex.
We never really thought it would be because pool sex is a little tricky.
It's honestly not as great as you would. The friction of it is weirdly harder than you.
But it's more the novel experience.
I fully recommend everyone have a sex in a pool. Or
have one sex in a pool.
Oh, and yeah, Garrett's in there. Garrett, are you having fun?
Yep, all aces over here with the G-band. This is harder than it seems, but I'm honestly happy to do it.
I guess it's sort of weird to see your friends in this context.
You recognize me? Is it because I'm the little one with the rooster mask?
Yeah. Sorry, Garrett. I was just, my first instinct was to be like, that's my friend. And now I'm waiting.
No, listen, I'm going to be totally honest. These masks do not do much to constrain the identity of anyone here.
No, you can still see everyone's hair.
That's Pete.
Hello.
That's Dennis. That's Barbara.
Hey.
That's Mrs. Carcetti.
Mrs. Carcetti's here.
Mrs. Carcetti's here.
The oldest woman in town. Our first mayor, Mrs. Carcetti.
Mrs. Carcetti knows how to move.
And she sure does. Yeah, she does. Look at that.
Wow.
What are you two thinking? I mean, what's up?
I think I might try to get with the Mount folk themselves. Is that crazy?
Oh, no, that's your choice.
Wait, what's wrong, Carol?
You were looking in the direction of the Mount. Yeah, me too. I was.
Carol, are you okay?
I'm.
Would you rather get Taco Bell and leave?
No, I just.
Would you rather stay and then later get Taco Bell?
Sorry, I'm back. Pool size was great. I'm done now. I feel like once was enough. It was okay. I'm glad I did it.
Sorry. Yeah, one finger you get to put down next time, Garrett.
Oh, that's nice. I'm sorry. I feel like I can't.
No more shooting that hand into the air incorrectly.
That's true. I might still shoot my hand in the air, but I'll say, I've done that one, and then not put a finger down.
Very fun.
I love our town.
I'm sorry. I feel like I interrupted something. Carol. You seem like you are borderline on tears.
No. I'm just, it's just
I see you looking at the couple up there, and that seems, that makes you almost cry. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, you didn't see where my gaze was going, did you?
Is it all the fumes from the Axe body spray?
I think someone has a lot of Axe body spray all on, the right? It's making my eyes a little bit wet.
One of them actually makes me think, two of them have Axe body sprays. Also, I think there's a sneaky horse in here somewhere that I feel like it's going to sneak up at me and bite me or something.
I think that one of the valets is just wearing stealth.
Oh, that's got to be stealth. That's right.
And you know, it's the thing about stealth is it smells different to whoever smells it, related to the animal they fear most.
The animal you think is most likely to hunt you. Yeah. Horse 100%.
I smelled a wolverine.
Yeah, because I smelled a jaguar.
A jaguar?
I just don't understand why you wouldn't pick the most terrifying and apex hunter of animals, the horse.
Horse. Well, anyway, I'm glad no one noticed.
They're nature's stealth bomber. They're built to sneak.
I don't think so. They famously gallop.
No, listen. They're so big.
A sneaky horse.
They hide in plain sight.
I guess the Trojan horse was sneaky, but that wasn't a real horse. I guess a horse can hold a secret. A horse can say nay. When you press the horse to tell you why he's standing there today. A horse can have a gallop. A horse can have a trot. But a horse never tells you what the horse needs. No, the horse does not.
A horse is mysterious. They sneak around the bar.
I think you are imagining they have supernatural force. all this talk of horses hiding their inner truths of sorcery is made me think back on the last 8 minutes when we launched that. Maybe there was something I wasn't quite picking up on.
Mm. Yeah, you two need to address the horse of the room. I'm going to back away.
Well, you know, I thought here I am at a sex party with my best friend, who I've never been out at night with before.
Right.
Only seen during the day at the Staples and sometimes at dusk when we close.
And you thought you and I would stay side by side through this sex party, and I sort of immediately jaunted off.
Yes, side by side, not top and bottom. Or
what you mean?
Oh, I thought we're side by side if perhaps we end up, well, not kissing, obviously,
no,
not
talking about the office,
but if we ended up 69ing or, you know, other sex things. Maybe one thing would lead to another.
Well, what? Why didn't you say so, Carol? Or I guess you are now. Thanks.
I mean, the Staples Company handbook says...
Oh, you're right, but now I don't work there anymore.
And now I'm not your boss anymore.
Carol, do you want to go in this greenhouse with me?
The greenhouse... Yes.
It just feels right.
Dew falls on the greenhouse leaves. Wind blows through the trees. There are butterflies and bees and love.
It's like
trap.
Oh, this is such a sexy plant.
I'm just gonna hoist you up right next to it, but not too close. Don't want it to bite ya.
And I'm not gonna kiss your lips, but can I kiss your neck?
You may.
May I kiss your back?
Absolutely.
Your pussy and your crack.
My back, my pussy and my crack.
My neck.
They've broken each other's walls. But when they come back to the party, having fun, and I could tell. Never have I ever had such great fun. Never have I ever. And now the sex drive home, enjoying the wind. One wonderful thought finally sinks in. The weather is great, and the day has been breezy, and we met at Staples, where we make it with friends like these, who needs sex parties with strangers? Beth Appel, thank you so much for doing this.
Who loves Garrett having sex within that pool? We'll never know.
I hope several people.
Probably the oldest woman and old mayor of the town.
The first mayor of the town.
Mayor Carchetti.
Miss Carchetti. That's right.
Didn't even realize that until now. I didn't even realize that until now.
It's not Garcetti, which is our mayor. It's Carcetti, which I think is one of the people from The Wire.
Incredible. You can talk to me about The Wire at a sex party, mostly about how I know I need to watch it. I need to watch everything that Beth Appel writes for.
Go watch
for.
Sex Lives of College Girls.
Go watch Never Have I Ever.
Beth, where else can people find you?
Oh, I'm on social media once a year.
And honestly, good for you.
Yeah. Appel Sass is my Instagram. It's also Appel's ass, accidentally.
It's also
Applesass. It's also
Applesass.
I always read it as Applesass.
I read it as Applesass.
Oh, good. That's what it's supposed to be.
That's
but then
how
I realized it was Appel's ass as well.
There's no parenthesis.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so much better.
Speaking of.
There's no parentheses around their greatness. Give it up for Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the throne that is a cajon. Give it up for yourselves. Give it up for...
Give it up, keep it up, put those hands up and fingers down.
Whoa, I loved that.
Yeah.
Give it up, say it again.
Give it up, keep your hands up and fingers down.
Wow.
And as we say...
What a motto for life.
At the end of every episode...
If you're spraying a little Axe body spray...
Spray a little more, okay?
Okay, bye!